January 22nd, Monday this week, will be instilled in the minds of Hudsonians the day a 17-year-old youth put fear into their hearts and minds. Five fires within a five-hour period within a five-block radius, two of them general arms. To many, if not all, the unsung heroes of the day, the volunteer firemen. Not pinpointing the volunteers in the city, but to those men from Greenport, Stodville, and Clovrick who assisted their brothers in time of dire need. What is a volunteer fireman, and who is he? Well, he's the man who works next to you at the factory. Maybe the store owner, the telephone man, the bookkeeper, the salesman, the insurance man, who leaves his job every time that alarm rings, like on Monday at 10:07 a.m. when there was an alarm of fire, he left, not knowing for the time that there would be four more alarms that day. It's the man who every time the alarm sound leaves the security of his family, his office, his job, to more or less put his life on the line for you and me. Have you ever thought, is he compensated for his acts? Not at all. In fact, many of those men this Monday lost a day's pay to protect the lives and property of the residents of this community. As the day wore on Monday, men became weary. Supplies of air tanks were dwindling, their protective coats soaked with water, their legs about ready to give out from beneath them. But not once did you hear them complain. They continued their battle. It's 1:30 in the afternoon, another alarm. This time a house fire at 228 Columbia Street. As men entered the wood-faced structure to get at the blaze, the only thing in their minds was to get that fire out. There may be an arsonist loose, there could be another alarm. Smoke was bellowing from the top floors. You could hear generators sounding in the background. You could hear engines running as tons of water are being played in the fire. When out of the front door of the building came a volunteer yelling, "There are men are trapped up there. I don't know where they are. I can't see them." Other firemen immediately began putting on face masks, MSA masks, Scott tanks. One volunteer, however, fearing nothing for his own safety, raced into that clouds of choking smoke. A short time later, he returned, and he said all the men were out. Yes, they got out. One came tumbling through a second-story window, caught by fellow firemen on a ladder. A second was taken out a side window from the second floor, and the third was let out the back door by his brother firemen. That fire, a short time later, was out. An hour and a half later, firemen again called, this time a garage fire in Cherry Alley. The last one they had hoped, it was 4:30 in the afternoon when firemen returned to their quarters. Many slumped in their chairs. Others still went to work, cleaning up their equipment, getting it back in shape in case of another alarm. Their faces tarnished with soot, their clothes soaked, their feet cold. The battle this time had been won. Those men are truly volunteers.